And the other is a cheerful poem, despite its title, which is called The Death of Aunt Alice. It's really about one of those ladies who announce disasters on every possible occasion. I must say, in the Wales and in the west of England, I think, perhaps in the west too here, there are plenty of people to talk about, have a need to talk about disasters. My aunt is one. Aunt Alice's funeral was orderly, each mourner correct, dressed in decent black. Not one balding relative berserk with an axe. Poor Alice, where's your opera ending? For alive you relished high catastrophe, your Bible, page one of a newspaper. You talked of typhoid when we sat to eat. Fords on the M4 mangled upside down just when we were going for a spin. And at London Airport as you waved us off, how you fatigued us with metal fatigue, vague shapes of Boeings bubbling under seas. Such disguises and such transformations, even trees, were but factories for coffins. Rose bushes, decoys to rip boys' eyes with thorns. Sparrows became vampires, spiders had designs. And your friends also grew spectacular, none to bore you by dying naturally. A had both kidneys removed in error at Guy's. And such a clever surgeon, too. The one night fell screaming down a lift shaft. Poor fellow, he never had a head for height. C, so witty, so feminine. Pity she ended up in a concrete mixer. But now, never again, Alice, will you utter gory admonitions as some do oath. Disasters that lit your eyes will no more, unless trembling up there, pale saints listen to details of their bloody martyrdoms, all their tall stories, your eternity.